of course, excitement. We talked about in the last hour of the show with the Pope's visit today. 4 o'clock, that's the ETA for Pope Francis arriving in D.C. He'll be at Andrews Air Force Base, be greeted by the President and the First Lady. And the security is just massive for this. I mean, there's never been, a security expert says, never been an undertaking like this, even with previous papal visits. And in the wake of the assassination attempt that was on John Paul II relatively soon after he became Pope, about a year or so, it is just, again, unprecedented. So it'll be something today to see. I know somebody who's interested in that is our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, who joins us now, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Dave.
The Pope's visit, the Spartans 3-0 start. They're ranked number two. You know, I think MSU people would love to see the Pope holding up a Spartan shirt. You know, it's all good. I don't know if he'll have that block S from the license plate on the Pope mobile when he does the parade today down the mall. But wouldn't that be something? I mean, you know, are you debasing religion? No, you know, this guy seems to be one of those man of the people, touchy feely guys. And you know, who knows? He probably likes a little sport, probably soccer. You might have to convince him about American football, but I bet we could.
Well, he reminds me a lot of John the 23rd, meaning he doesn't seem to have many restrictions on him. He says what he wants, says right. what he feels. And everyone tends to take things very literally, even if he says, tells the little boy that a dog will go to heaven. Well, people, the theologians can say, well, do dogs really go to heaven? Well, I don't think he was speaking as the Pope. He was trying to give some good advice and make this one young person feel better. So that's one of the things I do actually enjoy about him, his spontaneity and his willing to talk about just about anything that comes up. So he's definitely he's a unique personality.
He exudes an air also of humility, and other people can have both that and also an air of extreme self-confidence. And and it's, I said in the lead-in that I think we're naturally drawn towards those. Maybe it's a leader-follower type thing. You're the psychologist, you tell me. But we feel that those, to me, those who exude self-confidence can be natural leaders, and I want to know, in your mind, is that something that you're born with? Is it innate, or is it something you learn and you grow with and you build on?
I think it's probably both. I know that sounds kind of funny. I mean, you know, we meet a person's voice, we meet a person, you know, the abilities that they have, we meet them physically, the way they're dressed, call it what you will. But I think that what we develop is what we achieve what we abilities we have, and we develop them. I think everyone has some ability to be a leader. There's no question. Has the ability to have good self-confidence. But it's the old nature-nurture argument, which is more powerful. I think they both tie in. But without a doubt, it's what our goals are, who's mentored us, what we have seen, and our desire to have an impact. And also, this self-confidence is really, you appreciate yourself, you believe in yourself. And I think the old Henry Ford, you know, quote, whether you think you can or you think you cannot, you're right.
You're right, okay. Yeah,
and
true.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. So I think if people that have self-confidence, they're not always doubting themselves, are able to throw out negative thoughts, they feel in control of their life, they have confidence to take on new challenges, they're realistic about themselves, they have overall strategies as they try to win the tactical small victories along the road, but they have an overall strategy of what they want. They keep their mind and their body in good health, they dress appropriately, they assert self in not aggressive way. And they're always trying to change their habits in a way to be more helpful. And if you're always trying to change, you're trying to be confident, you're also trying to be helpful in there, that's how you really develop your self-confidence. But you have to like yourself. You have to do the as thyself in thy love thy neighbor. And if you do that and you really work at being the best you can be, you know your limits and you try to push them and develop them, you can be really the best that you can be. You just have to believe that. Never compare yourself with others. Compare yourself with what you feel you can do.
You can do, yeah, right.
That's pretty critical.
Doc, what do you, I love to make sports analogies too, and I don't think there's anything in sports that exudes self-confidence more appropriately than a quarterback in football. And but what's the difference between a person who's self-confident and someone who's cocky?
Well, I think there are two things. I think if you're cocky, you'd better have the skill set to even to equal your cockiness. Okay, like we can go to Joe Namath. He was cocky, but he also won
back
a Super Bowl.
Sure.
Yeah, and I think if you're cocky without the ability and without the follow through, then it becomes a very negative thing. But if you are cocky and you're really confident and you really take a team with you, the Y.E. Tittles of the world, you know, the Tom Brady's of the world, the Connor Cooks of the world, that they really believe they can do it, then, hey, that's what you need. And call it a little cocky. I've always preferred that the person just be self-confident and move forward and in very workmanlike fashion, go out and do what they can do. But clearly, if you're a little cocky, you get that edge, it can really be helpful in business, it can be helpful in life, it can be helpful certainly on the gridiron or on the court, you know, wherever it might be.
Wherever it might be, and that's the key, because we're not all going to play quarterback. But we can use those same skills. Oh, no, it's true. We can use those same skill sets in a lot of different ways and be confident and have that self-confidence and have people drawn, but at the same time be humble. And be, I don't want to say contrite, but be humble and know that you've got blessings from more than just your talents. You're just trying to use them to the very best of your abilities. And
well, I don't think there's any question, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected. That's one of my mother's old quotes. And the idea, if you have abilities, your job is to develop them and try to help yourself, your family, and really try to help society and people as a whole. And that's, I think, is the key to your own self-confidence, that you're rolling through life and you're trying to be confident, you're advancing yourself, you're trying to advance people you care for and love around you, and you also try to have an impact that impacts on everyone.
Well, I know that right now you, as we are about to approach fall one more day, that you are enjoying life as a Spartan and a football fan, because at 3-0, State is ranked number 2 for the first time in two generations. And I know you remember the last time that they were this high, and we are living in charm times, are we not?
These are the good old days, and people really
back.
Have to remember that. These are just like during the Biggie Munn years. They're just like the heyday of Duffy Doherty, and also just there other times historically, but those are the ones that we can think, because Bachman, even our old buddy Bachman, coach of Michigan in the 30s, won 4 straight games against Michigan back in those days even. So there's always key periods, but we are living in one of those wonderful times from a sports point of view, and even from a life point of view. We look for the best, we try to enjoy it, and we move forward and we build the self-confidence and say, hey, here I am, here I go.
You get a learned Charlie Bachman reference from Dr. John Braccio here on a Tuesday morning. You get a little bit of everything, and that's because he's got some self-confidence, ladies and gentlemen. He knows how to roll through that Rolodex. Not bad. Doc, we always appreciate talking to you. The website where the podcasts are, this and more, this will be there shortly, but the others are all there, drjohnb.com. Great to talk to you, and we'll see how things go against the Chippewas for your beloved Spartans next.
Listen, always a pleasure, and good luck, and also congratulate you on the success of your son and his new move, so that's a positive.
I tell you what, as a parent, and you know this well with your own family, it's very gratifying when you see it, and you count your blessings with that as well, very much so. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, our guest this morning